Red Penny, who is again on assignment. Red Penny, the busiest man in the world. The co-host that I have here today in her usual seat of prominence and popularity and what are other good words that we can use that start with the letter P, in the seat of pontification, Denise Dirks. How you doing, Denise?
Really well. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It's, I mean, beautiful. What spring has sprung.
Seat of power.
The seat of power. There we go. Seat of power. That baritone voice you hear there is none other than Cal Hunter. Hello, Cal.
Hey, Todd. How are you? How are you, Denise? Good to see you both.
I'm doing really well.
Isn't it a great day out there?
It's a great day. It's a great everything.
Mm. How was your last week in the practice of law? How did it go for you?
It was a little... I mean, I can't say it was slow. It was busy, but I wasn't all that. I guess spring was getting to me.
Yeah, spring and the fact that we lost an hour of sleep. That hopefully a week into it, you're starting to get used to it.
I'm adjusting.
Yeah. That is just. I mean, for me, I don't know for what start about six 2 years ago, especially in the last 6 months or so. For some reason. 3:30 in the morning rolls around, and I am wide awake. Okay, what am I going to do? And so now, you know, it was like, oh, well, 3:30 now feels like 4:30. It's still pretty darn early, and so it didn't really affect me too much other than it's nice to come home, and it's still light outside, like if you have to mow your lawn, right?
Yeah.
I got the nasty gram from my neighbors about a month ago. Hey, can you mow your lawn? And look, I have trials and doing all sorts of things. And it's like, okay, if I left the office at 5 o'clock, it's dark by the time I get home up until, you know, recently. No, I'm not gonna mow it in the dark. And, so now my neighbors are placated because I'm mowing my lawn. Radio Lawn Talk. That's right.
Stay off the grass, man.
Stay off the grass. That's right. A lot of stuff to talk about here. Case out of Nevada. The four teens charged with murder, or four individuals charged with murder.
Is this the high school beatdown death we're talking about?
It's the high school, and the four that are charged in adult court. Of the four, only one is 18. The other are over 16 or 17 years old, and their attorneys have filed an interesting motion. We'll get to that, and I'll just preface it by saying I think they have a pretty darn good argument, the defense does, and we'll talk about that. Let's see. We got folks, two guys wrongfully convicted and imprisoned for 17 years, shocker, suing the city of Los Angeles for their imprisonment. Have you heard about this weight loss? Well, the drug is designed originally for treatment of a diabetic condition, but it leads to weight loss. And a woman is suing Ozempic, the makers of Novo Nordisk, this weight loss drug, claiming that they put it out to market for the weight loss properties or whatever.
Which, ironically, is one of the best treatments for diabetes is to lose weight for type 2.
Yeah.
So it helps you lose weight, treats the disease, but if you lose weight...
My doctor's been telling me, hey, you know, you really need to lose weight. It'll probably help your blood pressure. It'll help stave off any diabetic conditions. It'll do all of that. And you know, okay, so when it comes to weight loss, have you ever noticed this? That your resolve to actually start a workout program or to do all of that stuff is much higher after you have just completed the meal that you ordered from McDonald's?
After Thanksgiving, after McDonald's, you know, after a big Easter ham dinner, yes.
When you're full and you know, you're so full you can't even take a deep breath, say, or something like that, that's when your resolve is really high. And like, yep, I can do this. I will get up early every morning. I'll exercise for an hour, blah, blah, blah. And you compare that to the utter lack of said resolve. Say 30 minutes prior to consuming such a meal when you're really hungry or when 6 o'clock rolls around and you're like, in my case, look, I might have been up since 4:30, but there's no way I'm going to put on gym clothes and go go out in the cold and drive over to the gym and get in a workout.
Of course, you could walk to the gym and just walk back, and that would solve most of the problem. I'm just saying, it's ironic how many people drive to the gym to get a workout when they could walk to the gym or even lightly jog and just turn around, come home, problem solved, you know, and save $50 a month.
You know? It's funny that you say that because it was a couple of weeks ago. I saw this guy. It was Saturday morning, and I'm actually coming to Radio Law Talk. And I see this guy, and let's just put it this way. He needed to lose weight, right? He's very big, and he's
a larger fellow.
And he's riding a bicycle, right? And he's got the biker spandex on with the biker suit and all that with and the where it tucks in for the suit is kind of bunched up so his belly's hanging over the side, and he's wearing one of these aerodynamic helmets that cyclists use to cut through the wind, right, to reduce drag, and he's got this aerodynamically sound bike and he's riding it, and I'm sitting there thinking, why are you wearing all this aerodynamic stuff? Because quite frankly, you could use all the drag you can get in this.
He's probably like a doctor or something because he can dump all the money into that stuff. So he says, if I'm going to ride a bike, man, I'm going to do it right. Give me the gear. Give me the bike. Probably a $1,000 bike. But that's okay. I have the trick to weight loss. You want to know what it is?
What's that?
It is 80% what you eat and 20% what you do.
Yeah. I mean, when you start thinking about the amount of activity that you would have to engage in to burn off the number of calories you consumed with a Snickers bar.
Exactly.
the law of diminishing returns. this guy, it was hilarious because we were at a red light, and I'm watching because he's got his feet clipped in.
How long did it take him to stop at the red light by the time all the undulations concluded?
He's trying to balance there where he's teetering back and forth.
Oh, man.
I was tempted to just roll down my window and say, just put out your hand and use my car, okay, to balance. But then the light turned green and I took off. All right. So
we're all so kind in the car, aren't we?
Yeah. You know, so my resolve to be more charitable and generous took a hit that day. And, you know, so we've got these cases to get to, and we also have case or no case. Cal, we're coming up here. Maybe you can just tell us what is the subject matter of the first case or no case that we
charitable have? Donations.
I feel stupid now.
By Christian bands who go out on stage and say, hey, give to this charity. So that came up in a little legal discussion, shall we say.
Or did it come up in a legal discussion?
Well, it may have.
As case or no case is, this is where Cal risks his eternal soul.
Every week.
By trying to dupe those of us here in the studio about whether or not the scenario he gives is actually a case or no case. And we'll hear that when we come back from this break. And we got a lot of other radio law topics to get to. And it's double points Saturday, too, isn't it, Kevin?
Yep. God and I have a bargain. He likes it when I get points. Anyway.
All right. Well, we'll help Cal with his celestial bargain when
we come
back after this. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. And if you'll stay tuned, we'll be right back with much more Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get get the quick quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cats shine.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like quick quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, quick quack car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick quack car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Things have gotten out of hand with our friend again.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
And we are back here. So, Cal, go ahead and take it away with Case or No Case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Many charitable Christian ministries have a plan for getting donations, and it's a good one. They hook up with contemporary Christian bands and get them to show a video at their concerts and their shows, chat a little about their charity, and they pay the band a fee for this. Most bands like it because it increases their bona fides with the audience as a caring, compassionate group of human beings. But one woman, Larissa Crovisier, was uncomfortable when her favorite band talked about the Feed the Hungry campaign. It sounded a little phony to her. So she looked up the charity. In their federal filings, the charity listed money for marketing relationships, but did not say how much her specific band got or where the money went. And she said, well, I don't like this. I'd like to know. So she went to a lawyer to see if her lawyer could go to court to compel the band's management to tell how much money the band was getting instead of the hungry people they claimed they were trying to feed. Yes, she wanted to know if her desire to learn more about charity was a case or no case. On Double Point Saturday, Todd, you get to go first.
All right, I get to go first. Well, here's something interesting, okay? I don't know, quite frankly, I don't know why she would have to go to a lawyer to get
because they wouldn't tell her. That was
to possibly file a lawsuit to get this information, because as public charities, as 501c3 charities, they have to file a designation statement stating where the money goes. And I forgot the name of the website. There's this website you can go to where you can pretty much look at the filings of all the charities, nonprofit organizations, and they have to show where the money goes. How much is paid to the directors for compensation? How much is paid to any board members that are compensated as board members? How much is spent in advertising? How much is dispersed to and the amount paid to a band for this should be included, maybe not specifically for the band, but maybe it's under the guise of, you know, promotional expenses, and you see part
right,
of that.
Right, that's what it was, and that's what she said. I want to know how much this band is getting, and I want to know how much could be going to the hungry people that they're getting instead.
And I would say, I'm going to say this is not a case. All right, I will say this is not a case, because I think anybody would look at that and say, if they had to list the specific amount that was given to the band and not just list it generally under whatever line item they have in their public filings, the charity would be in trouble with the Secretary of State or the government where they file, because you're not giving us the information you're supposed to give. It wouldn't require going to a lawyer to do that. So I'm going to go a scenario. I think somebody might have been ticked off with all this, but no case.
All right, fair enough. I think that's a good observation. Denise, what's your take on this?
I don't see how she can get that kind of information. I don't see even a lawsuit that you can file that would give her that kind of information. So I don't see a cause of action for it.
Because as I mentioned, they did list under marketing expenses, but they just listed a big amount. But they did not say how much her favorite band got. And she said, I used to really like this band. Now I think they're a bunch of phonies, and I want to know how much money they're getting. That's what led to this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to say no case.
So, and I guess another question I have about the scenario, I'm not going to change my answer, but so she went to the concert or just heard that the band
went to the concert, saw the film, and said, you know, they don't really sound like they mean this.
And did she donate anything?
At one time, she did.
I mean, did she donate anything as a result of that?
Maybe out of love. She tried to, and then she just felt badly about the whole thing. It didn't ring sincere to her.
Does not change my answer.
Well, your answer is correct. It was no case. By the way, the average one-time fee for these bands, for these charities, is $100,000 to $150,000 for showing a video and talking up the charity. And that's what they got. And she found that out, and she said, well, that sucks. But it doesn't. I mean, they get paid. It's marketing. It happens. You know, so anyway, that's that.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that we did, you know, that they weren't doing this back in the 70s when Led Zeppelin was touring. I'm certain that they could have pigeonholed this into a biblical-based theme before a Led Zeppelin concert, since they do sing the song Stairway to Heaven, and that is an apt description about what the good book says the road to heaven is like. And in the same vein, I'm surprised they're not doing this before any AC/DC concert, because again, as the good book says, it is a highway to hell.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's where she thought they were going.
No, they didn't have the mega big churches in the 70s.
Well, yeah.
They had the Catholic Church was mega big, but not these other churches.
You know why
that are
they
supporting
didn't? You know why they didn't have the mega
bands.
Big churches in the 70s? Because they weren't playing these shows before concerts where they make
exactly.
They get a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a pretty profitable thing, and it's not a scam. It's just what they do. But that was that. She was unhappy. Next hour, by the way, the hazards of renting from your mom. next hour on Case or No Case, and both of you get double points this time. Congratulations to you.
Mom, you put the basement on Craigslist for rent? That's where I live. I'm taking the video game with me. I don't care if it's Dad's. All right, well, so when we come back from the break, because we are coming up on a break, we're going to talk about this case out of the state of Nevada. Really quick setup, four teens charged with murder. This made all the news, headlines, and grand jury indicted these four teenagers, and they're being charged and tried as adults because of the law. We'll talk about why they're being tried as adults and the motion that the attorneys for each of these four teens filed this last week, and why I think they may have a really good argument. So we'll cover that when we come back here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. Thanks for joining us.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need, fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere per questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess.
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com.
Get off my lawn.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Boys are weird.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
So in Las Vegas, Nevada, four teenagers are are accused of murder in connection with the death of an individual. The whole thing was caught on videotape, surveillance video, and I believe they were officers were also able to find and seize the phones, cell phone video taken by passersby or by kids. This happened near a school in excuse me. I believe it was Henderson or in Las Vegas, and it was after school. And a fight broke out. And the way it was reported was victim attacked and killed. And I recall the first reports from this kind of pitching it as being that maybe the victim had been bullied and that just kept escalating and led to a beating and that the victim died. And there was a lot of just poor guy. I mean, how could that happen? I remember at the time this broke, thinking, boy, how close the how similar to, you know, the what was that movie, Pay It Forward, with Haley Joel Osment, which took place in a middle school in Las Vegas, and the kid who started the Pay It Forward movement, Haley Joel Osment, was later killed because he was sticking up for another kid who was bullied, and he was, you know, sorry if it's a spoiler alert, but the movie's old. If you haven't watched it by now, it's not my fault. And so this case, this story, when it first broke, sort of had that feel to it, right? And then we learned that the case had been presented to the grand jury and that the grand jury returned an indictment against, against several individuals. But the ones that are important are the four individuals that were between the ages of 16, 17, and 18 years old, because the indictment that was returned was charging them with murder. Now, the 18-year-old would be rightly charged in adult court for murder. However, assuming he was 18 years old at the time the offense was committed. However, in the state of Nevada, because of the way the law works there, if a person is charged with murder and they're 16 or 17 years old, it's automatically transferred to adult court for processing. And so The kids were arraigned earlier, I believe in late December or January, and all pled not guilty, which is and they're all in custody, pled not guilty, they're in custody, and that's common. And the attorneys for these four that are charged in adult court have filed a pretrial writ of habeas corpus. What is a pretrial writ of habeas corpus? Essentially, the argument is to the judge that the grand jury, the evidence presented by the district attorney to the grand jury, did not provide sufficient probable cause to hold these four for trial on a charge of murder. And, I'm looking at this. In particular, I'm looking at the video. There's a video that shows how this whole thing got started. And I'll tell you, I think the defense has an argument. I think the defense has an argument here.
So you're saying 4-on-1 was self-defense? I mean, what is your thinking on that, just big picture?
They have a defense to the charge of murder, which is the sole reason this is in adult court and not being handled in juvenile court. Denise, did you have something you were going to say?
No, I was just going to say the facts of this case are very interesting because the actual bully in the matter acted out, struck out, and started to, bully a smaller student. And then the smaller student called in his friends and said, "Hey, help me." And then his friends jumped that bully. And it's the bully that ends up dying.
Yes. So one of the guys charged with murder is Gianni Robinson, 17. In the video that I would assume was played before the grand jury, you can see the deceased, the victim of the murder, start by pushing Robinson in the back as Robinson is walking.
Robinson is the little kid?
Yes.
Robinson is the little kid who's now charged with murder. He's one of the four co-defendants of murder.
Okay.
And he's walking along, and the victim pushes him in the back. Now, there's been some evidence that this was over maybe somebody had a vape pen or marijuana, something like that, but the victim pushes Gianni Robinson in the back. Robinson turns around and gets up, but no punches are thrown. The next violent act that happens is, again, the victim of murder throws a punch at Robinson.
At a different person.
But as soon as he throws that punch, that's when a whole group of people, including the three other co-defendants of murder, charge in and start beating on the victim here, on the stated victim. Now, here is where I have an issue and why I think the defense may have a point here.
Please explain.
It's because the grand jury returned an indictment for second-degree murder, okay?
Which means in the heat of passion.
No. Well, murder, okay, murder requires that there be an unlawful killing of a human being with malice aforethought or with reckless indifference to life. But there has to be this idea of some sort of premeditation that you can do this. Now, manslaughter, on the other hand, is a killing of an individual without the intent to kill the person or with reckless indifference as to whether or not they die. We're going to cover a case in a little bit of a guy who's charged with DUI murder, and that's where this reckless indifference comes to play. We'll talk about that. That's out of the state of California. So you got manslaughter. There's two types of manslaughter, voluntary manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter. For voluntary manslaughter, okay, voluntary manslaughter, this is under the state of Nevada's Nevada revised statutes. Voluntary manslaughter says, there, quote, "There must be a serious and highly provoking injury inflicted upon the person killing." That means the defendant, Robinson. There has to have been a highly provoking injury inflicted upon him, which was sufficient to excite irresistible passion in a reasonable person that would cause him to want to come back and kill the guy. Based upon what we have here, I don't see the highly provoking injury. It was a push in the back.
Wasn't a wound or
it
anything.
Wasn't bleeding. I don't see how you get to involuntary manslaughter there. So then, or to voluntary manslaughter. Then you've got involuntary manslaughter, which is just killing of another human being during the commission of an unlawful act, but you don't have the intent to kill him. You just took it too far, and the person died. Now, the state of Nevada has an interesting statute. I have never seen this in any other state, but they have an interesting statute here that is specific to give guidance to the difference between murder and manslaughter, and it's Nevada Revised Statute 200.060. And in that statute, which is called When Killing Punished as Murder, it says, quote, the killing must be the result of that sudden, violent impulse of passion supposed to be irresistible, for if there should appear to have been any interval between the assault or provocation and the killing, right, sufficient for the voice of reason and humanity to be heard, then that killing shall be murder because it's vengeful. It's a killing out of revenge. When you look at the video here, there is no time between the act of the victim punching Gianni and the mob jumping on him.
So it was for bam, reflection. Bam.
It was bam, bam. There is no way that this is murder, right? No way that this is murder.
Because there was no time for someone to say, hey.
No like time that. For reflection.
No, I think that they also have a very good defense because the people, the mob that jumped in, they were in defense of two other people because Gianni was injured, was pushed, and then the Lewis guy hit another one, punched another teenager. And so the other people jumped in kind of to stop him. And they went too far. So it's kind of an interesting thing. It's a mob mentality in a way. But at the same time, there's no way there's premeditation.
No way there's premeditation in this thing. And so the kicker here is, maybe that's not the best term to use, because it does look like they were kicking. But the idea here is, if murder is not appropriately charged, even though they might be guilty of manslaughter or assault, then for those charged, this is no longer a case that should be in adult court.
So manslaughter goes to juvie court.
It should be in juvenile court.
Well,
and by the way,
the 18-year-old.
There are five other cases, unless he was 17 at the time of the incident. There are five other individuals charged here that are having their cases heard in juvenile court because they were under the age of 16.
Wow.
I think the defense has a really good shot here prevailing on these facts in this case.
And I can hear the critics of the court system say, technicality. But that's what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, but the law is the law. So we'll be back after this with more Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now. I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack.
Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Is this real life? Not really.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, okay. in the category of awkward segues, we go from the Nevada 14s charged with murder to a case about Kelly Clarkson. That has nothing to do with murder. But Kelly Clarkson is back in the news, isn't she, Denise?
She is.
So, this is all. Look, she had a contentious divorce, and this is sort of more of. Well, let's see, more fallout from that relationship, kind of, right?
Sort of.
Why don't you fill us in? Let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was managed by a company for many, 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 many years. And after she married her husband, then he began to manage her. And what he did was receive commissions from managing her, but he also took commissions in an improper way. And it appears now that she is now suing also her former father-in-law, because before her husband managed her, her former father-in-law managed her. And actually, he managed her for many, many years. So in California, there is something called the Talent Agencies Act. And the Talent Agencies Act requires a special certification in order to act on behalf of an artist procure, if you will, employment and opportunities for that artist and act in the capacity of being able to contract for that artist and get jobs for that artist and all of that. It's a different thing than managing. Managing is just managing their portfolio, managing, what they do on a daily basis. But procuring employment has to have a certain licensing and certification. And so apparently the husband had already been, by the California Labor Commissioner, found that he violated that act. And he's been owed, he owes her, I think it's like $2 million. And so he has to pay that back to her. Well, Kelly Clarkson thought, okay, if he owes that, then his father owes that too, because his father did exactly the same things for a lot more years than her former husband did. So now she has filed a suit. and it goes back to 1988, guys.
Wow.
And so she's asking for there to be a total accounting and review of all of the managing fees, but more importantly, all of the commissions that he's received on the job she got.
Wait. 1988? Because that, I mean, I...
Yes.
And the reason why I...
She entered into the oral agreement with Norval, that's her father-in-law, Blackstock, in 1988.
Okay, because she was in... Okay, I'm gonna backtrack here. She got famous in 2002 when she was on American Idol. And when she was on American Idol in 2002, I think she was like 20 years old, which means that she would have been born in 1982?
No, I misspoke because 1988 was when Norval Company was founded.
Okay.
She entered into the oral agreement in 2007 after the American Idol time frame.
Got it. Okay.
And considerably so. She really has had a pretty good career.
Oh, she has. She's one of the most successful products of American Idol and the first winner of American Idol.
Exactly. Yeah. The first loser of International Idol, though.
Yes.
That was such a joke.
You know, who is the most successful product of American Idol?
Well, it depends on how you are measuring success. Because Kelly Clarkson probably is the one that's most successful in terms of variety of what she's done.
I mean, TV shows, record, you know, music, yeah. All the stuff.
Exactly. Probably Carrie Underwood is the one that has made the most money from just her music career.
Yeah, and here's the interesting thing. I remember watching when Carrie Underwood was on American Idol, and I mean, it was like one of the. They still had like three rounds to go, and so it was still. And Simon Cowell said, I'm going to make a prediction here. And it was after she had sung. She goes, I'm going to make a prediction here. And it's not going to be popular, but here's my prediction. You're going to win this season. You're going to go on to become the most successful Idol contestant ever. And I remember the judges were like, how can you say that? You're gutting all the other people. You're making it predetermined. And he called it. I mean, Simon Cowell called it with her. But so. Back to Kelly Clarkson. So she's suing her former father-in-law and her husband.
Former husband
for this amount.
For inappropriately collected commission, right?
It's commissions on her employment. So, you know, managers can get a management fee, and it could be based on her income overall. But they also collected commissions on each and every employment that they helped her procure in violation of the licensing laws.
So they acted as an agent and a manager at the same time and got paid for both, basically.
Correct.
Right?
So it's not like she's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, I just want to make sure I understand this right. It's not like she's saying, oh my gosh, I found out all this money that went to you and I had no idea it was going to you. She's not saying that. She's saying, look, I knew the money was going to you. What I didn't realize at the time and that I'm suing about now is you had no authority to collect that because you weren't appropriately licensed.
Well, she didn't know how much money was going to them, too. So that's what she's asking for relief this time is for an accounting of all the monies because she doesn't know. And, you know, the irony of this is her former husband sued her for $1.6 million saying she owed him additional commissions.
Yeah.
And turned around and he owes her $2.6 million.
Well, you know, you look
that at pretty much recovers for what she lost in the divorce. She only had to pay him $1.3 million in the divorce.
It's all evening out.
It is.
So, you know, you look at this and you say, oh, my gosh, and she's got so much money. And why is this an important case? And if she prevails on all of this, the amount of money she would recoup from them is a drop in the bucket compared to her portfolio. And she's got a ton of money and she's got successful shows and she's doing all this. But here's why this case is important. In my opinion, the actions of managers and agents, the reason why you have to be certified as an agent, look, you want to look at, it's easy to look at the people that make millions of dollars, the Jennifer Lawrences, Kelly Clarksons, the big stars. the reason you have these certifications that are required is for the people that haven't made it, the day players, the people that are trying to eke out a living. Everybody you see in a production that has like two or three lines and they just kind of come and go and they don't do a whole lot, and that, look, these productions wouldn't work if they didn't have those folks. And you have to have some sort of, some way to make sure that those folks are protected. Kelly Clarkson has the ability to protect herself by hiring lawyers and going after this kind of stuff and doing that. But they need this for the young actor that doesn't have this kind of protection because they aren't scoring the big movie roles and getting a lot, but they're still just as important to the industry. So I get why you have this kind of certification.
Well, it reminds me of Johnny Depp, where his managers were acting as lawyers and acting at all these different capacities, and they didn't have the correct licensing. And in Johnny Depp's particular case, too, they didn't have a written contract.
That's right.
I mean, that was devastating. I mean,
if you're a lawyer and you enter and you perform these agreements and you don't have a written contract, in my opinion, it's almost like the fact that you didn't get a written contract as you started was step one of showing your incompetence.
You're right.
You have to do that. That's like rule one. Yeah. Get it in writing. So, all right. Well, that takes care of hour one here in Radio Law Talk. We come back. We got Scott Peterson updates. DUI guy charged with murder for a DUI. Boy, how can that happen? Well, it did, and it probably should have too. And a lot of other stuff. Updates with Alec Baldwin and more of Cal risking his soul with Case or No Case. We'll see you after this break. Don't go away.
My soul's not gone by now. It's not going anywhere. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after the next hour on many great local radio stations.
So
and if they don't carry it, all you have to do is go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can hear the rest of the show there live and free, no charge. We're streaming at Radio Law Talk. We'll see you back here at 6 after on many great local stations.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.